Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Here we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to start the day out with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How are you doing, sir?
How are you today?
I'm good. I went to the range this past weekend.
Excellent.
I think I'm going to make a recommendation to you. Of course, you know, I don't know how much you'll listen to this. So today I got in, I took out and shot the Shadow Systems DR920, which is the Glock 17 sized Shadow Systems pistol.
Right.
It was, shall I say, superb.
Okay.
Now, I haven't shot enough to get out there and say, this gun's never, it's never failed me. Well, it did not fail me Sunday. The only time it did fail me was a bad primer.
Right.
And it was an old steel cased round of ammo.
Yeah, okay.
So I dropped that out and it just kept on going. Today, I picked up the XR920, which is the Glock 45 sized Shadow Systems.
Right.
I'm not going to recommend that you dump your Glocks, but you need to find somebody that has one of these.
Oh, I'll certainly try it.
And shoot it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Shoot it. And this is the thing about the gun. The gun, they've actually spent a little bit of time fitting it, right? The only thing they say that needs to set in their, quote, break-in period is the springs. They say the spring needs to get into it. But the spring looks like a Glock Gen 3 spring to me. It's not the big double spring that is the Glock Gen 5s and the newer ones.
Are you talking about the recoil spring system?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
The trigger is, it's not like a competition trigger. It's like between 4.5 and 5 pounds.
Right.
But it's very crisp.
Good.
It's very glassy crisp. The sight system, I'm not wild about, I'll be honest. The rear sight is just a matte black, and it's got a glow dot on the front. I might change that.
Well, it doesn't matter, because any pistol I'd acquire, I'd put the night vision sights on it.
Right. The optics cut ones supposedly have a optics cut on the guns, which I'm going to find this out, to where you don't have to have an adapter plate to put an optic on it, which saves you a step. That's a good one.
Right.
You can, with the newer Glocks, you come with the back straps you can stick on there with a pin. This one has a slide-off back strap.
Right.
So you can slide it off and you can take the grip ankle to wherever you want out of the three that you will get.
Right.
It feels lighter than a Glock when it's loaded.
Could be a stronger, more rigid polymer they're using.
Yeah. I think that if you were to shoot it, you would feel the difference. I felt the difference. I did not expect the difference to be highly pronounced, but the subtle difference from, you know, most of the time when I pull up a gun, I've never pulled a trigger on. I'm missing to begin with as I sort of figure out where I need to go here and get everything lined up. And, this was not the case with this. I started doing drills with this and sticking, you know, like a draw, I stick it out there and pull the trigger as soon as I'm extended kind of drill.
Right.
It's, I think I think you would look at this gun and you would say,
right where it needs to be. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, and it's not, you know, it's not at the price point. It's not at the price point of, say, an agency arms pistol or a Terran tactical pistol or some of these other guns where they take a Glock and make a $2,500 gun out of it. This one came in at right under $900. Which is not as inexpensive as a Glock, but it's punching yards above its price point. I'll put it that way.
Right. Okay.
I think you would like it. I think you would like it. And hopefully, when you get your shoulder all squared away and everything up, if you haven't fired one yet, you can fire mine.
Cool.
So that I find interesting. The other thing, I didn't think the trigger guard would work out with it, but it seems to be working with all of my Glock holsters.
Okay.
So we'll still work on my Super Dave rig.
Good.
I'm color me impressed. I mean, I've gotten sort of right now I don't have a striker fired gun sponsor, so my field is wide open as to what I can go look at and prefer.
Right.
And I think it's going to be between this and the SIG P320 series.
Wow.
For my preference. They're both about
the cool thing about that is that you actually have a choice.
Yeah. Wasn't always the case, was it? When Glock came out, Glock came out in 85. I was still in the service when it came out in 85. What am I talking about?
Right.
So, where in your time did you finally find Glock and say, I think I'll give this a shot?
Oh, it wasn't until I don't know, 04, 05, maybe even 06.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, man. It would have to have been 07.
Okay.
When I decided that, I was going to stick in the training realm, I had to go with basically what was the norm, and Glocks were the norm then, and durability, you know, for longevity. And so I started shooting Glocks.
Right.
Now, the only thing that was a train wreck for me in respect to transitioning from the guns that I was used to shooting, which were all custom 1911s of one flavor or another.
Right.
Smith & Wesson, Larry Vickers, Pistol Dynamics. It was a train wreck for me in respect to acceptable accuracy. I could do some wacky S-Dave stuff, you know, 200-300 yard work with a pistol, you know, either 45 or 9mm. That I cannot do with a Glock. And I had to, you know, kind of get used to that a little bit. You know, Glocks, certainly you can't consider it a custom gun, so you don't get custom accuracy out of it. But you get beyond acceptable accuracy, from a standpoint of combat accuracy, from a Glock using quality ammo. Got to use quality ammo. So whatever you do, whatever you use for training or practice, you know, that ammunition should kind of mirror, if not be, you know, if you're in a position to, you know, use your carry ammo for training and practice and can afford it, do it. But otherwise, your training and practice ammo should mirror your duty ammo, at least based on the cartridge bullet weight.
Right.
So you don't change.
Hang on right there. Hang on at that, because I was starting to listen to that and not look at the clock. So this is something I'm curious about.
What?
Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, talking about handguns. We're going to get into some questions regarding what I should maybe do with this and what kind of drills I might be looking at. That's coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. You like the way I say that? Speed. You like that?
Right. Hey, man. You,
yes.
On the last segment, did you want to finish that piece or what?
I did, because I want to hear about what you were saying about ammo, because have run into ammo issues before with certain guns, and I am aware of it, but I want to hear the way you describe it.
Well, the primary point that I was trying to make is based on, you know, of course, it's going to depend on what level of seriousness you take in your firearms activities. But from a work standpoint, you want to make sure that the ammo that you use for training and practice is at a minimum, it doesn't have to be the same cartridge, but it should be the same bullet weight. You know, of course, same caliber, but in the same bullet weight. For example, if you're firing like some kind of premium 124 grain hollow point as a carry ammo, you want to be shooting 124 grain ball ammo for training and practice. So your point of aim, point of impact doesn't change.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question about that. I get that. I agree with that. I do.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, I use primarily 124 grain now simply because most that works with both my single action guns, which need a little more oomph than the 115 grain delivers on recoil. And it works with all the striker fired guns as well. If, however, you know, if it comes down to, okay, I don't have 124 grain, and I know what the answer to this is going to be, but I just want to make sure this gets out there so everybody hears it.
Right.
If somebody does have 115 grain ammo, but you're carrying 147 grain subsonic as your self-defense ammo, it's still good to go out there and practice with that 115 grain because more reps on the trigger means more efficiency out there in the field, yeah?
Well, I guess, but I mean, you know, you selected the one example that would be the most expensive to do correctly.
I know.
But, dude, the point of any point of impact of 115 grain cartridge of anybody's flavor is going to be a huge difference in 147 subsonic.
Right.
So anybody that would actually try to pull that off is a ham bone to begin with.
Yeah.
Because, see, what a lot of people don't grasp is heavier bullets, they don't necessarily, you know, they can fly as far as a light bullet, I guess, depending on trajectory. But heavy bullets carry. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whereas a light bullet that goes faster than a slow heavy bullet may not be able to hit as far because the bullet slows down faster. It goes faster, but it slows down faster than the slower, heavier bullet. You got to get into some ballistics, dude, to really grasp what I'm saying from a technical standpoint.
Well, I get that, and I have been thinking about doing that, but
you used the one example that would probably be the most difficult to flesh out.
Right.
Now you got me thinking. I want to know what the change is, or what the change in the impact would be.
Well,
you know. Anyway, I might have to go
load some of those up and go, huh?
Ammo. Yeah, find some ammo and go test that out.
Yeah. So, taking that in consideration, that was probably the worst example I could have probably come up with as far as
it was the best example. I mean,
really? Okay. Okay.
Underscores the whole thing.
Okay. So for me, changing over to this is not going to be that much of a lift for me because I like the Glock 45. I like the Glock 17. As a matter of fact, with up to this point, I have never trained.
Change over the transition from gun to gun, you mean?
Yeah.
Should not be a problem at all.
No, it should not. And but, I mean, when I think about it, I have taken more classes with the Glock 17-sized gun than I've never taken a class with a Glock 19-sized gun, except I did take half of defensive pistol with that. I did use a Poly 80 for that. which is
right.
And that's the thing I'm really interested in is finding out how these shadow systems hook up or stand up against these poly-80s that I have, because they were actually made by a gunsmith, and they were not, you know, it's not me out there with a drill right. and a jig trying to make the gun. They were actually manufactured in a place that has a manufacturing license, and they're serialized. So I want to see how they shake out against that. But it's, I don't know. It's I can't think of there ever being a better time than if you're out there wanting to buy a gun and looking for a self-defense pistol and you're looking for a striker-fired gun, this is a splendid time to be in that market.
Yeah, it is. You've got plenty of choices out there, good choices.
Yeah. I would love to see what the how they rank, because I'm interested in that. I'm interested in
who's somebody's pick out some criteria. It sounds like a pretty good project.
Yeah. I'm sure the Glock 19 is still out there, but see, the thing about the Glock 19, I sold my Glock 19. Okay. After the last time I talked to you, I took the Glock 19 and traded it. And the Glock 26, which is still a very good gun, I traded that on the first Shadow Systems pistol because I just like carrying the 17-round magazine on me. And that's right. the profile I'm going to stick with. So now I got two guns that carry 17-rounders, and I'm right. good to go.
Hey, here's a trick question, man. Do Glock mags work in the shadow?
Oh, yeah. That's not a trick question. They come with the P-mags.
No, I didn't mean trick question like a trick.
Yeah.
I meant trick like in cool trip.
It is.
You know?
I think most of the parts would, too, as well, to be honest with you.
Okay, cool.
Except maybe the guide rod. The guide rod has got a sleeve in it, and then the guide rod in it, and everything else. I think the guide rod would be the only thing that might take a little bit of special help with it. But at the same time, the way this thing is fitted together, and here's the thing: I don't know if I told you this last time. It's on the last page of their manual. I'll tell you this on the other side when we get to the other side. We'll open up with that. Super Dave, you can find him. You can follow him on Instagram at sdave_Harrington, where you might get serenaded with a guitar riff. You might get to see one of his quiet moments with a cat where he's feeling at peace using that Zen warrior part of him that's, you know, just finding that. Or maybe he'll be shooting, but check him out at Instagram, sdave_Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is highlighting the role of ports in U.S. commerce. Biden visiting the New Hampshire Port Authority at Portsmouth Harbor and talked about supply chain bottlenecks related to the COVID pandemic. Border Patrol has been overrun with illegal immigrants as large groups continue to cross into the United States through the southern border. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd joins Fox News and describes how many illegal immigrants may be trying to get into the country this year.
When you look at the first 6 months in this fiscal year alone, 1.2 million apprehensions. We're on pace for 2.4. That's going to shatter last year's record. And the months just keep getting worse. So I would say that by the end of this fiscal year, we're actually going to be around 2.8 million apprehensions.
Wow. This is USA Radio News. Fannie Mae predicts a modest recession in 2023. A report from the mortgage giant cites inflation and the tightening of monetary policy by the Fed Reserve. Ongoing global impacts from Russia's war against Ukraine are also expected. Actor Johnny Depp is taking the stand in his libel lawsuit against ex-wife Amber Heard Tuesday. Depp is claiming Heard falsely accused him of domestic abuse in a 2018 Washington Post article and is suing her for $50 million. Depp telling jurors about the physical abuse he experienced from his mother as a child.
She could become quite violent, and she was quite violent, and she was quite cruel.
Heard's attorneys are claiming the allegations are true. The article isn't libel. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson claims he didn't know a 2020 birthday party thrown for him was illegal. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington, talking about guns and my switchover and everything else. I'm pleasantly surprised by the Shadow Systems pistol. And one thing, and if I told you this already, I'm sorry for telling you this again. I don't really have a dog in the fight because they're not sponsoring any of this stuff that I'm doing. So it's really just my opinion. But it's one thing they do offer on the last page of their owner's manual. If you use this gun in a legitimate self-defense use and you lose it due to some sort of evidence
legal
gathering
action,
yeah, they'll give you another one.
Bam.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I don't know of anybody else except maybe some. And I don't know where they fall. I'm not going to say they're custom gun people because they're a production house, and they're building these. They're not, they don't have pack, they have trims and various, for the various sizes, the DRs, the GRs, the MRs. But, it's not like it's where they make a limited run of anything. So it's sort of a semi-custom, I guess. But it's a semi-custom in the right direction. It's a very good rendition. I wish Glock had done it. To be honest with you, it would be so much better if Glock had done this. But hey,
right?
I think that probably proves the
capitalism, bro.
Capitalism, yeah. Capitalism, capitalism, capitalism. But the that's all there is to it. Now, how good would this gun have to be for you, Super Dave Harrington, to go, holy moly, I'm going to switch over?
It would have to provide minute of angle accuracy. I would have to be able to shoot a one-inch group at 25. If it was specced at 1 inch, I'll even go an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches at 25.
Right.
Call it 2 inches at 25. If it would produce that level of accuracy, I'd use it.
This past weekend when I was shooting, I was not trying to shoot accurately. I wanted to see how well it worked against the pizza plate. And I even mentioned that. I mentioned you in the video. I'm like, according to Super Dave, this is combat marksmanship, and this is where I'm trying to group shots inside a kill box, not inside a bullseye.
Right.
I'm trying to put shots and hits on a target. If I can concentrate them within the pizza pie plate, and I have a couple that go out, they're probably not hitting vital organs, but they're still stinging a bit.
Right.
So I was shooting it 15 yards, and I was hitting it well. I did not try to do anything for accuracy, although I suspect they come with match-grade barrels.
Right.
And I suspect it will probably be pretty accurate. But John Farnham tested one for 2 years before he made the switch.
Yep.
So.
Wow. Cool.
And he's a Glock 19 size kind of guy. Do you think that I look at the Glock 45 size gun and I wonder what was Glock thinking, because didn't that sort of cannibalize the two most popular guns they've ever had?
No. It was a smart move in respect to blending the two guns.
Right.
Blending the attributes of both guns. I mean, it's a leverage thing if you think about it. You increase the grip surface. I mean, you can look at it from a couple different ways. Okay, did they solve the Glock 19 problem, or did they solve the G17 problem? Okay. Did they solve the G19 problem by providing the grip surface of the frame of the 17?
Right.
Or the reverse? Did they want to make the gun more controllable? You know, you can't have one without the other, you know?
Right.
I thought it was a perfect blend.
Yeah. There's some guy out there that was associated with special operations in the military, and he was talking about how a lot of people were adopting Glock 19s now. Mm-hmm. But if it was up to him, everybody would have a Glock 45.
All right.
So, interesting time as far as that goes. When I say that, though,
more controllable, and for the, for that, I mean, I could get into some other technical issues in respect to end-user stuff that have to do with aiming and
right.
Blah, 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 but it's a little too in-depth, but think about it, dude. I'll chop it up. Sight radius. The longer the sight radius you have, yes, the more you're going to be able to see errors in the alignment of the front and rear sight. With a shorter sight radius, that's not going to be that readily apparent.
Right.
Okay, so if you're working at speed with a long sight radius, you're going to have more difficulty getting things lined up. And you'll know that because you'll find yourself steering the gun to hit the target. Whereas you don't have that much of a problem, like I just described, with a short sight radius gun.
Right.
Because you just don't. You're not going to see. You don't have the distance from object to object to see the error in the alignment. Now, I'm not saying it'll work against you. It very well can, but it depends on you. And here's another thing, dude. I'm going to test your head real quick based on something you said earlier.
Ah.
Grip angle. Doesn't matter how I'm gripping the gun, okay? And the grip angle of the gun doesn't really matter that much to me either. Because those are things that I'm going to intuitively figure out what I need to do to keep the sights, keep the pistol oriented level and the sights oriented aligned. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And when I'm working at speed, the only thing I'm concerned about is what is the alignment of the sights, you know, with my eyes and the target. That's it. Everything else is in support of that. So basically, if my pistol's in the holster and I'm standing there waiting on the timer to go off and I want to deliver a kill zone hit at 25, what I'm doing is I'm looking at the target at 25. Deep. I've already established my visual gun target line. I don't alter that. I grab the gun out of the holster, and my intent is to physically snap the sights into alignment in my visual gun target line. And as soon as I see that, that's when I make the gun go bang. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
That's where my primary focus is.
I hear you.
I'm not thinking about anything else but getting the aligned sights on my established gun target line and fire. And I just chop that whole integrated act of firing into a couple of sentences.
Well, you hang on. I do. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the last break on the hour. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I've made a switch. Now we're going to get into maybe a couple of other things because I need to know a couple of things I might try just to enhance my skill set. He can try to explain them to me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington. Working on, I found a set of guns, a couple of guns that I think are going to be keepers. I'm going to switch between the two of them. They're basically, one is a longer version of the other, the Shadow Systems DR and XR920s, respectively. From a viewpoint, if you had to tell somebody, okay, Bill, I'm going to get with you later on sometime this year, and I'm going to refine a few things about you, but here's what I would like for you to work on. What would you tell me?
Okay, first of all, which gun are you going to use?
I'll probably be carrying the XR920 the most, the Glock 45 size.
Okay, well, then let me explain something to you, bro. If you want to be good, I mean, in your mind's eye, if you want to be a pistolero,
yeah,
and whatever the definition of that is, my first recommendation is to make a decision on which gun you want to use, and that's the only one you're going to use for everything that you do.
Okay.
That's hyper important.
Understood.
Because as you use that pistol, what it is, the goal is to develop a metaphysical relationship with that machine so you absolutely know how it acts when you are using it. You follow me?
I do.
You got to be in tune with that pistol. And you're not going to be able to do that if you keep interrupting that possibility by switching a bunch of guns.
Okay.
You have to learn how the gun acts and where it hits. And let me hit you with this. Most people spend their time trying to get to the point where everything lines up to hit the target, right? It's generally where their focus is,
right?
When they're practicing and, you know, doing whatever, shooting. My start point is being able to hit the target, okay? You know, you intuitively, you've trained and conditioned yourself, and you intuitively know and understand what it is to hit the target with that pistol. And then what it turns into is operating at speed, compensation. See, a lot of people think shooting well is shooting fast and shooting at speed is about making everything line up perfect all the time. And it's not necessarily the case. If you have time to do that, sure, do it. But it's not always the case. When I'm operating at speed, solving, you know, say a 30-round course of fire, I'm actually compensating pretty much that whole time. I'm looking at what it is and what needs to be done, but what I'm seeing at the gun is good enough. You understand what I'm saying? I don't waste any time, you know, trying to decide how long I need to aim for any specific shot. It's another way to describe what I just said is basically I'm visually detonating the gun. I'm visually making the gun go bang. And what I mean by that is everything I need to physically be doing at the pistol is ready to be and is being done in support of firing. But when I see what I need to see in relationship to my sights and the target, and that is okay, I trigger the gun. It's kind of like a visual command detonation.
Right.
But that's operating at speed. But how much time do you have? I mean, if you have a, you know, if you're working, you know, like a strict marksmanship firing exercise, well, certainly you would take, you know, all the time you need to deliver a well-aimed, well-placed shot, you know, in that manner. But when you start getting into action pistol, USPSA or IDPA, those type of shooting sports that are, you know, loosely based on self-defense, if not outright self-defense, you're not going to see it. You're not going to see what I'm talking about. You'll never see it.
Right.
If you don't, it's easy to, this is kind of the weird part about any performance-oriented endeavor, whether it's shooting or typing or whatever. I mean, I could read a book on typing, and I could probably carry a pretty good conversation on typing right up until the point you ask me to type you something.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the same thing applies to shooting. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are book smart and intelligent and can carry a good conversation. And when you ask them to show you, that's the train wreck. There's no comprehension or ability.
Gotcha.
So it's always going to be something different. But coming back full circle off that tangent, intuitively, you need to get to the point where I kind of gave you a couple of good guidelines on why it's important to stick with one gun. Because you're not going to get what I just described by changing guns.
Right.
All the time, or even just periodically. I understand being able to shoot anything, you know, fairly, if not equally well. No, I don't have a problem with that. As a matter of fact, I encourage you to be able to do that. But we're talking about being good, being a good shooter.
Right.
Well, you got to decide right up front what are you going to put together in respect to your kit and equipment that you have confidence on all levels to be able to operate at speed and experience some of the things I've described. That's all part of it. I have total confidence in my kit and equipment as I have selected it, designated it, and used it.
Right.
There's nothing I don't know about how that stuff works. And, you know, pull maintenance and blah, blah, blah. But it's all part of your psyche, man. It's all part of your the confidence that you bring the moment you make the decision to use your firearm for whatever purpose you're using it. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So
I do. I do.
I wish you luck, man. We'll get you there.
Well, before we run out of time, how's the shoulder?
I experienced some real pain yesterday, dude. It was not good. I was out in the backyard making up the water hose, and I bent over, and it's like this heavy-duty construction water hose thing. And I figured, well, you know, I'll just pick this whole thing up. Well, didn't go so well. And my surgery's postponed till May 26th because of the heart distraction.
Right.
But otherwise, dude, I'm doing fairly well.
Okay.
As long as I don't move a certain way.
Gotcha. I'm just waiting for you to heal up enough to where we can go live and blaze a little lead down the range.
Oh, well, we can
nice
probably pull that off. You know, I don't know what you got going on the rest of this month, but
I'll talk limbo. Gotcha. I will get with you offline about that, and we'll explore that. Thank
Bam.
You for joining me today.
All right. Take care, brother. Appreciate All the right. opportunity, Ben.
Roger that. Coming up next, Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. He's joining us. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.